Good morning. The time is now 9:15 here at 1450 WHTC. I'm Dan Spatafor, and I'm now joined by Sally Lakaitis. The segment is Destination Downtown. Good morning, Sally. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are
good.
You?
Good. Enjoying the sunshine that
oh
we have today.
Oh, my gosh. It's so nice out there. It's just nice to see
even
sun.
With it being a wind chill of -6.
It's really cold. Yeah.
But the sun is out.
You know, the sun makes it a whole lot better.
Absolutely.
And there are people out and about, which is nice. And
well, get out and enjoy it, because tomorrow we'll also have a high of close to 40. The sunshine will be out again tomorrow.
Yay.
Should be a great Friday. Which
yay.
I'm looking forward to as well. Certainly.
Absolutely.
The weekend, too. But here's an interesting thing that's going on in town. You mentioned this before we got on the air. This competition, it's like a brew-off between coffee and beer?
Right. It's called the Battle of the Brews, and
okay.
It's taking place at Culture
properly
Brews.
Named, yeah.
Yes, absolutely, which is just down on Chicago Drive.
Okay.
And actually, New Holland Brewing Company's Andrew Hybor and Lemangelo's or Lemangelo's.
Yeah, depending on how you're feeling in that
right,
day.
Right, we could battle that one out, too. We'll battle it out brew style. So
okay.
One will be brewing beer, one will be brewing coffee.
Hmm.
And it is, like I said, it's this, it's a week from. It's March 13th.
Okay, so March 13th.
Right, so you can plan ahead. 6:30 to 8:30. If you want to buy your tickets in advance, though, which is a good reason to talk about it today.
Oh, absolutely.
They are $4.
That's not bad at all.
It's not bad, and it's $5 at the door.
Now, do you have to pay for the beer that you... or the beer or coffee that you taste when you're
you
there?
You know, that's
know?
An interesting question.
Because $4 for coffee and beer is not bad at all.
Right, right. You know, and I'm not a coffee drinker.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I'm not really a beer drinker anyway. But I would love to go just to kind of
just
see
to
what
see
they've,
absolutely.
They've got going. So that's really a fun event that's coming up. So mark your calendars for next week, next Saturday night, which is the Battle of the Brews. And then... going on this weekend, if you happen to be downtown, there will be over 400 women downtown for Girlfriends Getaway. That starts tomorrow.
400? Wow.
400 women.
They're taking over Holland.
Absolutely, and you will see them because they all have these bags. The
okay.
Principal Shopping District hands out these bags that, of course, the women then get to stuff with all sorts of
right.
goodies. But there are wine tastings and cooking classes and Zumba and... all sorts of fun events going on. They'll be staying at City Flats and at the Hayworth Inn downtown.
Okay, yeah.
Of course, that's only 106 rooms, and we have over 400 women.
Yeah,
so
you're going to need a few more rooms. Yeah.
Right, staying out on the highway. And the other couple of things that are going on in the downtown area, NCAA D3, of course, round 1 and 2.
Right.
The men are playing. And from our perspective, it's even better because the other three teams have to come and spend the night.
Yeah, and spend their money here in Holland.
This could be
exactly.
a really big weekend in terms of revenue for the community, economic impact. And the other group of people that you will see downtown, even though the event is taking place about 20 blocks from downtown, is D3 High School Boys Swimming and Diving State Finals.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have swimmers and divers, we'll have girlfriends, we'll have basketball players, we'll have fans.
A lot of people
there's
coming to Holland
this weekend.
There's a
lot going on. And then there's a really fun thing going on at Hope College on Saturday night. They've got Dancing with the Stars, which is a fundraiser with a number of the Hope professors.
So they're doing it kind of Hope College version. That's really cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We know a couple of the professors. Eva Dean Folkert, I don't know if you've met her in the past. She's co-athletic director.
I have not met her, no.
She's fabulous. She will be dancing with the stars. So that's really fun if you're, you know, and for all of the Hope College people and those that love Hope and are alums, that would be a really, really fun event. Of course, Laugh Fest starts this
mm-hmm.
weekend as well. And that actually, the first Laugh Fest performance is tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., which is Laugh Fest.
I didn't realize it was starting that early.
Yoga.
Laugh Fest yoga.
Right, at the Arts Council.
Okay, so...
you know,
funny yoga?
Maybe. Every time I've tried to do yoga, it's been pretty funny.
Yeah. That's,
so,
you
know.
Should try to. I've done it before, too. I like it, but trust me, there are things that my body bends in a way that it shouldn't.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding. I that unfortunately doesn't work well in my world. Hope College also tomorrow night has Dance 40 going on at the Knickerbocker Theater, which is amazing.
Is it a good performance, really?
Oh, my gosh. You know, Hope is one of only four colleges in the country that offer dance, theater, music, and art as a combined major.
Really? I didn't know that.
And the dance program is excellent. So if someone's looking for something to do tomorrow or Saturday night as well.
My list of things to experience in this town is just endless at this point.
Isn't it amazing?
I'm at the point now where, you know how if you're so busy, you get so overwhelmed, you end up getting nothing done?
Sure, yeah.
That's kind of at the point where I need to really start hacking away at this list, otherwise I'm just going to keep forgetting to go do all this stuff.
You know, and that's what I love about our office is we have to compile the calendar. We do.
Yeah.
It's a labor of love, compile the calendar. And it's so amazing how many unique offerings there are. You've got culture, you've got art, you've got music, you've got, you know, a couple breweries, you've got wine tasting. And now that we're really a part of Laugh Fest this year, last year we were marginally involved. This year there are a lot of good offerings. There's Klompen Comedy, which is taking place Saturday night.
What is that?
Well, it's obviously a spoof on Dutch. Klompen.
Yeah, I figured. I wasn't really sure,
right,
though.
And that is at Macatawa Bank right downtown.
Okay.
They have a wonderful community room down in the basement that seats like, in their lower level, that seats like 150 people.
Nice big meeting room then, okay.
Yeah. So that's taking place, and that is actually a free event.
Oh, cool.
So that's Saturday night. Laugh Fest Klompen, Klompen Comedy.
It's a
and
funny
then,
name.
If you want to sing and laugh, Laugh Fest Song Fest is going on, and that's at First Reformed Church, which is just 20 blocks from downtown.
Right.
It's on State Street. Then we've got live music at the Cura going on Saturday night. What Remains is a great play that the Holland Civic Theater is performing, and that's this weekend. That's right downtown. There's live music at the Park Theater, Jaman Brahman. If you know Jaman Brahman.
Heard the name before.
Okay. They will be at the Park at 9 o'clock on Friday evening. So there's really something for everyone. And if you're looking for something to do after you get off the radio tomorrow, from 12 to 1, there is a brown bag lunch concert at the Holland Area Arts Council. So you can pack a Sammy
yeah,
from home, a hammy Sammy, or pick something up downtown, go to the Arts Council, listen to some music, eat your lunch, and hang out with a bunch of cool people.
Boy, you think Tulip Time is going to be busy. No, it's busy this weekend. My goodness.
Busy.
Sally Lakaitis. The segment is Destination Downtown, brought to you by the Windmill Restaurant, home of the hash brown omelet. Stop in for breakfast or lunch at the Windmill Restaurant in the heart of downtown Holland.